Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now about to study the second half of Mishnah Chet, of Perek Chet, of the 8th chapter of Masachet Gittin, on the very top of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and this will take us to the end of Perek Shmini. Katav L'Garish Tishtov Nimlach. If somebody wrote a get and changed his mind, but Shamayim Rim Psula Min HaKuna, she's already Psula Min HaKuna as a faint whiff of grusha. V'telel omrim, they take the opposite position. Even if he wrote the get and gave it to her, if there was a condition, if lona asa atnai, and the condition was not fulfilled, lo psala min akuna. So much further, even though she got the get and it was a valid get, but there was a condition associated that didn't get fulfilled, she can still marry a kohen. Now, there was no discussion about the halacha itself, but an associated ruling. Shalach le'Rav Yosef b'reid Rav Menashe Midvil l'Shmuel. So the question was sent to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. What's the psak? Yatza alav kol ish ploni kohen. So there's a fellow who's a kohen, and the rumor went out, katav get lishto, that he wrote a get to his wife. V'yoshevet achtav masham shato, she's still living with him. Mahu. So the concern is that perhaps the rumor is right, and he really divorced her, and now they somehow got remarried, and she's a grusha. Shalach le'teitseva davar tzarech b'dika. Shmuel said they have to get divorced, and we have to look into it. So, Mahi, what do we have to look into? Ilei madim vatlinan kol olam vatlinan. We're not sure whether or not we should quiet this rumor or accept it. After all, Shmuel lives in Nahardea. Over Nahardea, lo mavatli kola, as we know from a later Gemara, in Nahardea, the rumors evidently were considered to be substantial enough that we had to act on them. Ella, the ikarul natina ktiva, the question Shmuel perhaps was not sure about, is do people refer to giving as ktiva? So if the rumor is katav, that may mean natan. Ikarul natina ktiva, even if people do call it that, l'ktiva gufa milo karila ktiva, but they also call writing ktiva. So why don't we just assume that he wrote the get and never gave it to her, and therefore there's no pshash? The answer is in. The megalia melta, the ikarul natina ktiva, if it turns out that people refer to giving as writing, Dilmanatan Kami. Maybe the rumor was then that we're going to accept as substantial that he gave it. Now, Tetse, why does she have to leave the guy? Any call, any rumor that comes out after a couple is already married, we pay no attention to it. And now you're saying that this couple is married, and you're telling her she has to leave him. So my tetzei nami tetzei mishini. Tetzei doesn't mean she has to leave him. It means that if he subsequently died and then she got married to a kohen, she has to leave him as she's considered to be a grusha. And that, vis-a-vis the second guy, the kol is before the marriage. So imken atam motzilaz abanav shel rishon. If that's the case, then you're going to be motzilaz, you're going to besmirch the reputation of the kid she had with the first husband, because people will say she was a grusha. Since we only make her leave the second guy, we never made her leave the first guy, it must be that he divorced her just before he died, and therefore all the kids are kosher. Okay, this is picking up on Beit Shammai's statement that even if he only wrote the get, she's psula min hakuna. Look how things have changed. Dorot HaRishonim, who are the Dorot HaRishonim? Beit Shammai. Dorot HaRishonim, who are the more recent Dorot? Rabbi Dosa. What do we know about Rabbi Dosa? The Tanya Shvuya Ochelet B'Truma, an Eshet Kohen, was taken into captivity, and when she's released, she continued to eat Truma. To Rabbi Dosa. I'm Rabbi Dosa, and his explanation was, V'chimasal Ravize, their capture, who might have been an Aravi, as Tos points out, who were excessively licentious, because he was fondling her, psalm in akuna, that doesn't do anything. We're not choshesh that there was really biyah. Here's another example of how things have changed. So you see that Beit Shammai, in their generation, they said even if there's a faint whiff of gerushin, she's psalm in akuna. And here's a girl who was taken into captivity. Her every reason to think things happened is said, nah, nothing happened. She can go back to her husband and she can eat truma. Another example of this is Bo Rashid Lokadot Rishonim Dorot Achronim. Dorot Rishonim Machnisim Perotean Derech Traximon. They would carry their fruit, their produce, into the house by the main street. Kedel Chavan B'maser, so that they would be Chayavin Masrot. Dorot Achronim, the more recent generations, who evidently are more lax or looking for loopholes, Machnisim peroteh derech kagod v'derech kapifot. They would bring their produce in through the roof and through the backyard. Kedel fotron min maser, because if it doesn't see the front of the house, it's not chayev maser according to that opinion. The riyana in a tevo mitchayev maser at shir epnei abayit. It's no chiyuv maserot unless it sees the front of the house. Shinemar biyarti akodesh min abayit, and vidui maserot, you said I've cleaned it out from the house, so it has to see the front of the house. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, "Afilu chatzer kovat shenemar achlu v'sharecha v'saveu." Since you have to give the in that same parsha, avidim maasrot. Since you have to give the maasrot to the levim who are going to eat it b'sharecha, so obviously that means that even if they only get to the gate, they're chayav. All right. So therefore, the chatzer is kovei, and therefore it doesn't help what these later dorot would be doing, or what they were doing was just a more effective way of getting in, but they're still chayav in maasrot, and perhaps they weren't doing it to try to find a loophole. Okay, the next Mishnah Tet, Hamagaresh Tishto Valana Imo Befundaki. Let's say a couple got divorced, and then later they lodged together. We don't need to get to effect a second get. But he'll disagree and say we do. Matai, when does this hold? That's only if they were originally married and got divorced from marriage. Modim, but he'll agree, but in Karshamin Ha'erusin, she'en tzrichai menu get sheni, that if they were only betrothed, she doesn't need another get. Mimnei she'en libo gaspa, because he's not that intimate with her, and therefore, well, let's see, therefore what? So the machloket, and this we saw in the previous parak, b'shara'u ha'shenivala. The machloket is only if we have testimony that there was really bia, and then therefore that's the machloket. This, we will not be able to countenance this read of the Mishnah, as you'll see. The Beit Shammai Savri Adam Oseh Bilato Bilat Znut. A man could have Bia, which he intends as Bilat Znut, and not for purposes of marriage. Thelo Savri En Adam Oseh Bilato Bilat Znut. We have to assume that if a man is having Bia, he doesn't mean it to be just licentious, but rather for purposes of marriage. And therefore, if they had Bia, then we have to assume it's Bia Kiddushin. Avaloro washini vala, if they only saw that they went into the lodge together, but we don't see them actually in bed together, then Betel will agree that they don't need another get. Now, does that really work? Betel will agree that if they were only betrothed originally and they got divorced, she doesn't need another get, because he's not that intimate with her. But if you say that the entire context is that they actually saw Bia, Malin Erisin, Malin Asun, what do I care what the previous status was? Now we see that they're having relations. Our Mishnah has to be talking about a case where we did not witness Bia, but we witnessed them going into the lodge together for the night. Rabbi Yochanan Marki Aitana, Rabbi Yochanan read the halacha without the end of the Mishnah, of course, as per Rabbi Shimon Elazar. They did not disagree about a case where they didn't see Bia. Of course you don't need another get. What was their disagreement about? That's the machloket. But what about our Mishnah that distinguishes between Mina Irusin and Nisuin? Our Mishnah, which has to be a case where they did not see Bia, but my pligi, what is the machloka b'cham et hilal? De'ika eide yichud v'leika eide bia. We have edim that they went into the room together, eide yichud, but no eide bia. B'cham et savri lo amrin hen hen eide yichud hen hen bia. Eide yichud do not constitute eide bia. We have edim that they were in a room together. That doesn't mean they did anything. B'tel savri amrin hen hen eide yichud hen hen eide bia. And Beit Hillel say, no, if we have a couple that was previously married, they're intimate with each other, they got divorced, and now they go and spend the night in the same room alone, that's eide to bia. And therefore, we say, of course, because Adam said, "Ein Adam said bilato bilatznut," they must have gotten remarried now. Modim and Garshem and Eirusin, and that's why Beit Hillel agrees that if they were never married, she'inat zuchem eno get sheni. Why? They came and even libo gaspalom and handed the ibia. Since they were never intimate, and therefore he's not that comfortable with her in that way, therefore we do not say that edim of yichud constitute edim to bia. Okay. Umiyamar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Since when did Rabbi Yochanan say that follow the bright of Shimon Elazar? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is famous for saying the halacha always follows the stam Mishnah, and our stam Mishnah has a different read that it's a case of lo ra'u shenivala. The answer is Amorai Ninu, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. we have a different reports from Rabbi Yochanan. One report said halacha kastam mishnah, and the other report said that the machloket is only about nivolah, and he's following the non-mishnaic opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, the last mishnah in the parak, kinsa beget kereach. Now, just a little bit of an introduction. Normally a shtar is written in one of two ways. Either it's what's called a get pashut, which means it is a straight get that is just flat and is not folded over, or we have what's called a get mikushar. A get mikushar is a get which is folded, and the folds are stitched. And on each fold, there are witnesses signed, to testify to kind of ratify the seal on it, as it were. If you have such a get with folds and one of the pleats, one of the folds is not signed, it's called a bald get, a get kereach. So let's say a fellow married a girl who got divorced with a get kereach. Again, back to what we saw in the previous podcast, that she leaves both the second husband, can't go back to the first husband, and she has no rights, they have no rights to her, etc. Now, get kereach, hakom hashlimin alav, if you have a get kereach, and you haven't given it yet, anybody can sign on that missing spot. Bekiva disagrees. He says, you don't need a kosher witness. You need somebody who is a kosher witness in general, even though here he might be a karov. So he could be a brother of the guy. He could be the father of the guy. But it has to be somebody who could, in other cases, testify. It can't be a non-Jew. It can't be a cotton. It can't be an eved, etc. Vezu get kerech. What is a get kerech? Kol shekshav rubin me'edav. Anything that has more folds than witnesses. So there's a missing fold that's missing testimony. Okay, my time to get kereach. What's the whole issue of get kereach? Gzera mishum kolchem. It's a precaution against the case where a guy says, I want all of you to sign. If one of them doesn't sign, it's possible. So therefore, get kereach has the same sort of ruling. Now, get kereach, that's the Mishnah. Makiva, Evan, my time alone. Why is Rabbi Akiva disagree with Ben Nanas and not allow an Eved or a Gazlan, etc.? Datul the member kosher leidut, because people will say he's kosher. So karav nami atul the member kosher leidut. So then, why does he allow the brother? People are going to say brother can testify. So that doesn't work. Ela eved hainu tamei dima atul asuke liyuchsin. The problem is, if the eved signs, people are going to say he's a free man. He can marry. So gazlan debar yuchsin hu kasher. So then, a gazlan should be able to sign. Rabbi Akiva did not allow that because a gazlan is already able to marry. Alama tanan Rabbi Akiva mer in mashtime alav ela krovim arin lahit makom acher karav in gazlan lo. Only a relative, not a gazlan or somebody else is possible because of his own behavior. Ela eved hainu tamei, what's the real reason? The atzel the member shichru shacharei. The concern is if people see the eved signed on, people think he's been freed. Gazlan nami atzel the member tshuva avad. And the same thing, if a gazlan signs on, people think, oh, he must have already repented and changed his ways, and we can include him in all sorts of other things. But karov, maikel the member, you don't have that concern of the karov. Karov, kuli alma yadi the karov, who everybody knows he's a karov. And if for some reason, that's the kind of kirva that gets changed with death or divorce. Everybody knows about that too. I was emra ar mashield shielta mahonuna savam rada barava get kereach ksharav shiva vedav shisha. So Zera reports the name of this whole line of tradition that it's seven folds and six witnesses is a get kereach or shisha vedav chimishah or shisha vedav rabba dav shishatosha. Either it's five folds and four witnesses, four folds and three witnesses. Adkan machloka benanas ve'arukiva. That's where the machloka between them is. If you have at least four folds and three witnesses, or more folds and one of them is missing. Avak sharav shtosha ve'dav shnayim. But if there's only three folds and two witnesses, divrei hakol in mashlimin alav elakarov. Then benanas agrees that you cannot have somebody who's inherently possible to sign on. So Rabbi Zera, who reported this, then asked Rabbi Shiel Bar Shielta, from whom he heard it, since three witnesses on a folded get are the same as two on a regular get, they're the minimum, matam karvlo, just like on a regular get, one of them can't be karov, afachanami karvlo should also be that even a karov is invalid. If you can only have three, they should all be proper witnesses. Amar lei after the dikashali. I have the same problem. Shielta the Rav Hamnuna. I asked Rav Hamnuna, from whom I heard that. Rav Hamnuna the Rav Ada Barahava. So in other words, I asked up the chain. He said, you know what, filling three on a makusher is not doraita. Two is always doraita. We have a braita that says the same thing. Get kereach sharav shiva v'edav shisha, shisha v'edav chamisha, chamisha v'edav arba'a, arba'a v'edav shish shlosha. Again, 7, 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 4, 3. Okay, and that's the machloket. Yishlim alav eved. What if the last one assigned is an eved? Menanas omer vlad kosher, and then she gets married, the kid is kosher. Kiva omer vlad mamzer. Because Rabbi Kiva says, if you have an Eved or a Gazlan, or anybody who's not a kosher aid anywhere, sign on as your last one on the Makusher, it's no good. Aval, Sharav Shloshav Yedav Shnayim, but if it's three pleats and two witnesses are there and you need to have a last one, Tirakom Yishlim Alav Ela Karov, you have to have a Karov or, of course, a proper witness. Rav Yosef Matni Kosher, Rav Yosef read, no, the Braita reads, Ein Mashlim Alav Ela Kosher, you have to have a proper witness. I have Atanya Karov. I, the Braita, says Karov. Papa, Atanya Kosher. No, we have a version of the Braita that says Kosher. We only allow one Karov among all of the six or seven or eight or however many we have. Only one Karov. Why? Because then if you see two Krovim on there among eight, you may then turn it around and say two Krovim in one. And then you're going to have two Krovim in one Kosher aid. And then you've got an invalid get. Rashi matnita nami deka. If you look at the Braita, it also supports this idea that you only allow one. The kamadaleg v'tani chad chad. It always says if there's seven folds and six witnesses, six folds and one, five, and it always leaves that there's one missing and who you can fill it in with. So we see that you can only use one karov. Shmamina. Rabbi is shmamina, so from that you can infer two things. First of all, high karov chatim, when the karov signs, he boy ben b'tchila ben b'tchila ben b'tchila, he can sign wherever he wants. It could be, and the empty fold could be anywhere. But it'll cover a makom, because the braita didn't say where he has to sign. Ushmamina, what's the second thing we can infer? Mikol tlata mekaminan velo ba'ina ratzufin. You could take any three on the get that are good and use them for the get, and they don't have to be together. Because if you think the three good ones have to be together, we should tell the karov to be in a particular place. Either at the beginning, and it'll be the next three. At the end, it'll be the first three. And then we could allow more krovim. But the fact that we only allow one means that we're going to collect three from anywhere, and the karov has no set place to go. He can go wherever he goes. When they came to Rav Ami, they had a get kereach. He said, go get an eved from the shuk to sign on the last one. Which means he ruled like bananas that you can use an eved if, obviously, this is talking about a case where there was more than three folds and there was one missing. Hadrat Alach HaZorek, we finished, Baruch Hashem, our eighth chapter of Masachet Gittin, and we're about to begin the last parak of Masachet Gittin, Amagaresh, the most practical parak of Gittin. Yetz Hashem in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.